what's happening on the markets might be a very dicey way to look at something as scientific as the progress of a vaccine project, particularly a vaccine as important as a vaccine for coronavirus, which is going on right now all over the world. But there is one company in the US called Moderna. It was not such a big company. It's not among the biggest pharma companies by any means. But this company, between say Feb 23 this year and now, that is in just over Feb to March, March to April, April to May, in less than 3 months, its stock price has gone up about five times. And why has that happened? It's not even a company you hear about. It's not a Pfizer. It is not a Sanofi. It's not one of those big companies. Yet, its share price has gone up from about $18 to $87. Its market cap now is nearly $30 billion. What is this telling you? What is this rising graph? You will see it on the screen. What is this rising graph from Feb 23 telling you? It's telling you that the market believes that the vaccine project that Moderna has been working on for COVID-19 is making good progress. Now, it was early in the second week of March that this company injected the first of its patients or volunteers for the stage 1 trial. Stage 1 trial was essentially for safety. That's how it's traditionally done. We've explained this to you many times. Phase 1 is for safety. Phase 2 is safety at a much larger scale. And phase 3 then is efficacy and safety at a mass scale. Now, this one was the first of the blocks. By January 10, the genome of this virus had been broken down and identified, shared with scientists. In March 2nd week, this company injected its first volunteers, which was very quick speed. So then also there was some anticipation that maybe this company was on to a good thing, because this company is also using a new approach to a vaccine. It is called mRNA. We had explained it in detail in our episode 439, of which I am giving you a link again today. So go over that. I'm not going to repeat it. Essentially, very briefly, mRNA stands for modified RNA. So what happens is, when this modified RNA, on this RNA, a script, very simple, a script has been written during the process of genetic engineering. When this gets into your cells, it instructs your cells to produce the DNA that coronavirus brings along, the spike protein, which causes the trouble. So your cells then start producing that protein, not the virus. And as that protein starts sloshing in your system, it can't get you sick because it's not the virus, it's just the protein. It's like there is only the bullets, but not the rifle. Virus is the whole rifle. Spike protein is like the ammunition. Without the rifle, it can do nothing to you. But your body gets worried that, look, I have this outside fellow who I don't like. So your body then starts producing antibodies. And that's how it protects you. So that is modified RNA, very briefly. This now has shot up greatly. Until 2 weeks back, we had said that the Oxford University project, Oxford University at Jenner Institute, was ahead in this race. But suddenly now it looks like that the Moderna project is stealing a march. And what's happened now is, the reason this has happened is that the first results of their stage 1 trial have come out. First of all 45 volunteers who were injected are safe. There is no adverse reaction. So that's a big deal. That means safety to quite some extent has been sorted out. Second, they are now assessing these volunteers for the antibodies in their blood, antibodies against coronavirus. They have by now been able to assess 8. All 8 have shown a large amount of antibodies for coronavirus in their bodies. In fact, in their case, the amount of volume of antibodies found is even more than the number of antibodies produced by people who've actually had COVID-19 infection and recovered from it. So this is a very encouraging finding. Now, there are many questions. How long will this immunity last? Does it make them immune? Those things will happen later. But the fact that this vaccine is safe, at least in this time period, and second, that it gets human bodies to produce these antibodies. Remember, they have not injected you with a dead virus, with a weakened virus, which is usually done in old-fashioned vaccines, with an adjuvant, nothing of the sort. What they've done in this case is given you, actually sold your body a dummy. They've just given you some fake RNA manufactured or designed in a lab through genetic engineering, and your cells start thinking that I have to produce this protein. Your cells start producing a protein that your body doesn't like. So the same cells start producing antibodies against it. So this is a very new revolutionary method. It's been tried before, but no mRNA vaccine has as yet in the world gone into third stage trials. So if this goes into third stage trials, as it probably will in July, because the second stage is starting now with a few hundred volunteers, then it will be the first. And the market obviously believes that this is on its way up. This is going to happen. That's why this company's share has gone from $18 to almost $90. I think when we last checked, $86.5 or $87. And in fact, it's making some fortunes as well. You will see a story on the print today. Again, I am giving you a link. You can see it. It's a story that tells you that two scientists, one is an MIT professor, Bob Langer, who owns 3.2% of the shareholding in this company. The value of a shareholding is already $1 billion. That is what science does to you in a good scientific private sector environment. That's how you marry science with the markets. And markets are a tough master, but the markets are fair. So good science is being rewarded. Unfortunately, we don't see that happening enough in our country. Forget enough, it hardly ever happens in India, because in our country, most of the science is in government labs. Private sector doesn't do any real cutting-edge science in India, barring a few companies here and there. It's a new phenomenon, but not enough. So we are waiting for Indian private companies also now to discover new big molecules. So once again, scientists there can become billionaires. Now, there is another scientist there, Moncef Slaoui. You will see the spelling. It's a tough name to pronounce. Moncef Slaoui, he's given up a bunch of shares that he had in this company as stock options because he's joined Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed. That is the task force that Donald Trump has set now to produce speedily a range of vaccines. Because I think everybody wants a quick vaccine, but he also realizes that this might be key to his election prospects as well. So Moderna has now gone ahead. It's also an interesting vaccine in the sense that it can be scaled up quite quickly. Because you just need a very tiny bit, a wee bit of this to be injected in a human body. So there's a German company called CureVac, which had worked on the same route for a rabies vaccine, anti-rabies vaccine. And the head of that company says that even if you have 1 gram of this basic material, mRNA, with 1 gram, you can immunize 1 million people. So maybe a few hundred grams and you can immunize the entire world. It will take still time, because the world would need at least 5 billion, 500 to 600, 700 crore of these vaccines in quick time, and that will take time. Now, there is a bunch of other vaccines. We've spoken about some of those earlier, but some are progressing. Sinovac, that's a vaccine in China. That is a chemically inactivated virus, which had been tried earlier, 16 years ago, with SARS. It's chemically inactivated, but then attenuated with alum. Alum is what in Hindi might call Fitkari. That's been found effective with monkeys. So that is the other thing that is progressing. Also in China, there is CanSino, that's a company. They've come up with an adenovirus vector, that is a common cold virus, which again they are twisting to create immunity in your body, an immune reaction to coronavirus. The Chinese are trying very hard, one, because they have a guilty conscience, obviously, and second, because it's a big commercial prospect. So, in fact, Chinese leaders, including Xi Jinping, have been saying that China will be the first with the vaccine, and China now owes it to, now I'm adding, China owes it to the world to save the world. So they are now saying, we'll give you the money, we'll give you the vaccines, etc., etc. Now, there are two interesting things that are happening in India, or two and a half interesting things. One, we've been telling you about Indian company Serum Institute, which is the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, starting to work on Oxford University's vaccine. Oxford University is an adenovirus, a cold virus vaccine, cold virus based vaccine, but it's not the cold virus taken from a human being. It's a cold, common cold virus, but taken from a chimpanzee. And that is then twisted to create an immune reaction. That said, some mixed results. There was one experiment on monkeys in Montana in the US, where all the rhesus monkeys who were given this vaccine and were later bombarded with coronavirus did not get infected. They had complete immunity. Now, another experiment has shown that the monkeys do get infected. So that looks like bad news, but and medical research is also a cruel thing, particularly for animal lovers. So don't turn up your noses. That's how research is done. After they had been infected, they were killed, culled, killed, and cut open. And when they were cut open and their lungs were studied, it was found that even though they got infected, their lungs were unaffected, which means they did not get pneumonia. So maybe even if it did not protect them fully, it lessened the intensity of the disease. So this again is quite far ahead. In fact, as I understand, Oxford University has now subcontracted this to a multinational drug company, not by way of selling the patent and making a lot of money, but so that they can now negotiate from country to country to give out these contracts. I believe the company is AstraZeneca that's doing it. So this is, we know that Serum Institute had said that they are starting to produce these in large numbers in anticipation of clearance, even if the risk is that this will not be cleared and this will be wasted. So a couple of days from now, on Thursday, I have and off the cuff with Adar Poonawalla, who's the chairman and CEO of Serum Institute. Please tune in for that. The other thing that's happening in India, and that's purely an Indian thing, that ICMR is collaborating with a company in the south called Bharat Biotech Limited to produce another kind of experiment on another kind of vaccine. This is more an old-fashioned vaccine, which means a dead virus, attenuated, as I understand, ICMR has given liters of this virus to this company, Bharat Biotech, and they are going to be starting to conduct tests very soon. Now, why Bharat Biotech? Because again, it's something that I've only learned lately, so I'm sharing it with you. To be able to play with live viruses, you need the highest level of clearance. Any lab that deals with viruses, bacteria needs a level of biosafety clearance. For example, a normal path lab to which we will go will perhaps have biosafety or BSL as it's called, biosafety level 1 or maybe 2 if it is going to check you out for cultures and things. But very few labs around the world have BSL 3 clearance. BSL 3 means you can then be sloshing about literally in live viruses, which means you have very specialized clothing for your workers. You have something called a LAF, which is laminar air filter, so that everything remains inside one place. Just to explain to you, BSL 2 will be something like the kind of environment in which we might be tested for coronavirus, which means the person who tests you is in a certain kind of clothing, like a PPE, and then takes it out. This goes into a container so that the virus can't escape. That is BSL 2. BSL 3, those PPEs are also of a different type, which have their own oxygen, etc., etc. That's like a space suit. So Once again, science is interesting, so I'm sharing this with you. So BSL-3 is the clearance level that Bharat Biotech has, I believe, and that's why ICMR has gone with them. That's on, and there is another firm in America, Inovio, which has made claims that they have made progress. And their method is, again, of a different type. They use a DNA vaccine. Inovio is also in negotiation with some Indian companies to start producing in case they find clearances, but they are some distance away as yet. That's why you see that their stock price has gone up a little bit, but not that much. Having said that, Inovio has a DNA vaccine. It's not usually possible to get DNA into someone else's cells. So, what is the process you can use whereby you can get into DNA, get DNA into another person's cells? So, Inovio has a method that it has used. It's a method discovered in the 70s, but now being applied for this vaccine. This is called electroporation, which means you use a tiny bit of current, which temporarily opens pores in your cells and DNA gets in, and then the DNA starts doing its stuff inside to create an immune reaction. So this is what's going on right now. Are we going to have a vaccine soon? Nobody knows. So we have two statements. Boris Johnson said it's possible that we will never have a vaccine for coronavirus. Now that's worrying because he's the Prime Minister of Britain. He should know what he's talking about. But around the same time, we've heard a statement also from Anthony Fauci, who's the head of infectious diseases and a big virus fighter in America. So I heard his testimony to the US Senate, where he was asked squarely by a senator, so tell us, Dr. Fauci, are we likely, unlikely or more likely to get a vaccine in the next year and a half? And Dr. Fauci said, deadpan, very serious face, he said, I think it's more likely than not that we will have a vaccine in that much period. Then he also explained why he's so optimistic, because he was asked that it's not so easy to get vaccines so quickly, and there are other viral diseases for which vaccines have not been found. And he explained that the differences and what encourages him in the case of COVID-19 is that people who are getting COVID-19 are able to fight off, kill and expel the virus, which means in 2 to 3 weeks, virus is not there in their bodies. So if a human body can fight off a virus quickly and conclusively, so should a vaccine be able to do it. You want to see a comparison, AIDS virus, HIV. Why is it so that a vaccine has not been found for HIV? Because human immune system cannot fight off the HIV virus. What does a vaccine do? Vaccine gets the human immune system to produce antibodies to fight and defeat a virus. If human bodies are not capable of producing antibodies to defeat a certain virus, as say the HIV is, then it becomes very difficult to get a vaccine. But now that you have evidence, Dr. Fauci said, that human bodies can defeat this virus, which means human bodies can produce antibodies to defeat this virus, and you now have a vaccine. If you get a vaccine, that can get human bodies to produce those antibodies without getting infected, then you have a virus. And he said, that is the reason I believe that more likely than not, we will have a vaccine in a year or a year and a half. So I'd rather go with the scientist than with Boris Johnson.